meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
So let's travel back many moons again for Abandoned Manitoba with Gordon Goldsboro of the Manitoba Historical Society. Welcome back.
Good morning, Terry.
You said last week in a very ominous way when I asked, what's next week's hint? Drugs, you said. What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't mean illicit drugs, though. I actually meant the kind that you would have dispensed by a pharmacist.
And why, again, why is this on Abandoned Manitoba?
Well, because we're looking now at what I believe may be the oldest surviving building of the University of Manitoba, now abandoned along Notre Dame Avenue here in Winnipeg.
And what's the link to drugs?
Okay. Well, 1878... in other words, 8 years after Manitoba becomes a province, they pass an act to regulate the pharmaceutical industry. It created something called the Manitoba Pharmaceutical Association. It gave that association the responsibility to train pharmacists, and they realized then they needed to have some kind of educational facility. So in 1899, they purchased a little piece of land right along Notre Dame Avenue, and they built a modest little building that became the Manitoba College of Pharmacy. It opened in the fall of 1899. The first class was graduated the following spring. It was only an eight-month term. That's how long it took to be trained as a pharmacist back then. And in fact, the first crop of 16 graduates, 15 of which were male, one was female. In fact, one of those initial graduates was the brother-in-law of Nellie McClung.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, we've pulled up the page, Jan has, for the Manitoba Historical Society. And for if you're listening and you want to follow along, you can find the link on our Facebook page. So we're looking at this now. What is it? Like almost a pink painted building with beautiful curved windows. What's this used for now?
Well, according to the city of Winnipeg, it is considered vacant and boarded up. The windows aren't boarded up, actually, but the building is locked up. When I walked by the other day, it looked like maybe somebody had been in and out of it not too long ago. I heard recently that there's even possibilities that it has been sold recently to new owners. But as near as I can tell, it is sitting empty right now.
How long was it actively used?
Well, it was actively used up until at least about 4 years ago, at least as far as I can tell. But as a pharmacy facility, it opened in 1899, the year that it was built. It was used throughout the next few decades. In fact, when the University of Manitoba took over the operation of it, it was operated, say, as a facility of the Manitoba Pharmaceutical Association. But then that eventually, in 1914, it joined the University of Manitoba and it became its faculty or I guess it was a department of pharmacy, it was known back then, became now today's faculty of pharmacy. And the building itself was leased to the University of Manitoba as this facility, a teaching and a laboratory space. Well, eventually they amalgamated everything over at the Broadway campus, where it is now Memorial Boulevard over by the legislature. Mm-hmm. That was the university facility. But they continued to use the building for laboratories. It was a pretty healthy walk. It was about a mile away. So I think that was sort of a logistic challenge. So finally, I think they shut everything down in 1934 as a pharmacy a training facility. So it was used about 35 years. For pharmacy. Then it sat empty for a little while. It was used for a little while by the Royal Canadian Legion. And then when they finally moved out, it was purchased by a family to be used as a factory for making brooms. So if you go by today, now it's actually hard to see. Many people, I think, will have driven by it without paying it much attention because the site is very densely encroached by trees. And in the summertime, the leaves are so dense you can't see a thing in there. This is probably the best time of the year to go and look because the leaves are off the trees and you can still see.
And you can see the sign on the side of the building.
Right.
Winnipeg Modern Brush Company.
That's right. And I've still run across people periodically that tell me that they bought curling brooms there or brooms for sweeping, among the best they had ever owned, because they're supposed to be very, very well made. And until really recently, I know the last surviving family member of the family that bought this was still using the site to sell. In fact, if you go to the Historical Society webpage and look at it, one of the photos that I show shows a whole row of brushes and brooms and various things sort of stuck out front they were trying to sell. But there's also a great big for sale sign. Now, I don't know whether that meant they were were selling the brooms for sale or the building. But I say I'm told that now that last person that was living there as of recently, as about 5 years ago, is no longer there, and it's now recently been sold to someone else.
So this is at the corner of Notre Dame and Francis, right?
Francis, yeah, that's on the north side. South side, just for orientation, it's about halfway between Carleton and Edmonton, where they come in from the south side along Notre Dame. So if you're driving west along Notre Dame, just look on your left-hand side, and it's just very tightly encroached by trees. You'd be hard-pressed to know there was anything there, but really interesting history, say, not only because of the connection to pharmacy, but also because of this really interesting brush and broom company.
I've never seen it, but I'll take a closer look the next time I drive down Notre Dame. Okay. Gordon, thanks for this.
Oh, you're welcome.
And next week?
Next week's site is a little place near Carmen that has a connection with citrus fruit, specifically oranges.
Okay. They might have been growing. No, they weren't growing them near Carmen. Anyway, Gordon, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.